Thank you so much for joining us, Fenella.
No worries, Ruby. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. How about you?
I'm good. You know, I used to do Thursday Drive back in the day.
Really?
I did, on 2SER.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh. So I love that. Oh, wow. You're a little bit of alumni on the show.
Alumni, Pope alumni.
I love that.
So TEDx Sydney's coming up in a couple of weeks. It's going to be great.
Yeah. Well, with everything going on in the world right now, why do you think this event's so important?
The event is important because one of the things that we forget to do, I guess, sometimes is we spend, I don't know, maybe this is just my opinion. So when we spend our times on our phones and on our computers, and we love ideas, of course, you know, we're thinking people, you know, it's part of what our brains require, is great storytelling. But a lot of the time we're just looking at these TED videos or these TEDx videos online, you know, and we might be sharing them on social media or something like that. But to be able to come together with people, a lot of people in a room, and to hear those ideas in that space, and to be able to communicate with other people that you've never met before and create connections, there is something beautiful about that. And in this sort of world where we spend so much time sort of not really being able to connect all the time, particularly when it comes to ideas, you know, that to me is a really powerful thing. So that's one of the reasons why I love doing it and why I'm so passionate about it. And, you know, while my team and I, we put in so much effort to help our speakers get ready to do their talk on that really big stage.
Absolutely. And speaking of the speakers, the list of speakers, you know, they range from writers, PhD candidates, public figures, Holocaust survivors, DJs, actors, many more. What is the process of deciding who can attend the event as a speaker?
So TEDx, if anybody's unfamiliar, there's the big TED conference, which is the American conference. The X stands for Independently Organized TED Conference. So TEDx Sydney is one of the really big ones. So, and as you were saying just before, it's got 5,000 people in the room. So there's a lot of people that are keen to become a speaker at TEDx Sydney. But again, there's lots of TEDx events that happen around the world and around Australia too. The process to become a speaker is, it's actually about curation and programming, and that's where my job comes in. I work with a team of volunteers who are all curators, and we all meet. It's kind of like a book club for ideas. We meet, you know, well in advance. July 2018, we started meeting to think about the speakers for 2019, and we suggested speakers, we suggested the ideas and the topics that we thought would be suitable to cover this year, and then we throw up hundreds of ideas onto our board. We use Trello, and then just debate, basically, and we get people's ideas from those speakers. We go and get their pitches, their outlines, and we go back and forth until we finally whittle it down to the speakers that you're seeing at the event on the 24th of May. So it takes some time, but it doesn't matter how great. If, you know, like, someone might be a really, really big name, and that's fine. That's fantastic. But actually, if they don't have a story or an idea that they want to share, then there's not much point getting up on the stage. So it's really about what is the idea that they want to talk to, and helping people craft that idea, that message to do that talk on that stage. It's a process. It's fun, though, but it is a process.
Yeah, of course. I can't really imagine somebody going up without an idea.
Well, funnily enough, I mean, a lot of people do great talks and they're fantastic speakers, but it's a TEDx talk is a scripted talk delivered without notes on that red dot, as you can imagine. So the mantra for TEDx talks is, it's about ideas worth spreading, and so it's really about refining that idea. So it's a really strong one, and it's one that potentially sheds a new light on a topic that people may be familiar with, that will hopefully give the audience something. I don't know, I kind of think of it like a bit of a gift. It gives them something to think about and to walk away with, and maybe do something about too. So you sort of want to make sure that it has to be short too. It's really, really hard to do a great talk in a short amount of time. I can't remember who said it, but he said, some president from the United States was like, if you give me an hour, I can do that talk off the cuff. If you want me to do a 5-minute talk, give me a couple of weeks and I'll come back to you. I'll think about it.
So it really is hard.
Yeah, it's super tough, but it's a great process to do.
Yeah. Now, the theme for this year's TEDx Sydney event is legacy. Now, can you elaborate on why this theme was chosen?
So TED, as I mentioned before, like TEDx, the actual X, if that makes sense, like these independently organized events, actually started about 11 years ago. When the TED conference, the US conference, decided to put all their videos of their speakers from their conference online and then make it available for people to watch on YouTube for free. And then the founder of it, this guy called Chris Anderson, we thought, why don't we get other people to do this as well, you know, and then that's where these kind of not-for-profit, community-driven, volunteer-driven X events, you know, you can apply for a license to do a TEDx event. So TEDx Sydney is, again, one of those events. We are one of the older ones, though, only started like 10, 11 years ago. So we were one of the first ones around the world to start doing, you know, these TEDx events. And so it's grown from a smaller event, about 800 people at Carriage Works, for a couple of years, to 2,500 people at the Sydney Opera House on the concert hall stage, to where we are today, where we've doubled each time to 5,000 people at the Convention Centre, ICC Sydney. So Legacy is a sort of a, you know, tipping the hat towards the legacy of TEDx Sydney's 10 years and having sort of survived to that point, I suppose. And also it's about thinking what it is when you sort of reflect on a milestone, like a decade, you know, you start to think, well, what is it that we want the speakers to talk to or to think about or to be part of? So trying to think where we are as a nation, where we are when it comes to sustainability or climate change, what is it that we have taken from our ancestors? What is it that we want to pass down to the people that are to follow? What is it that we want to be remembered for? So these are the types of questions that we're thinking about, and the speakers in their own way are all connected to that theme of legacy on this stage. And some of the talks will be relatively serious and some will be super funny and lots of fun. So it's how they respond to that as well.
Yeah, you get a little bit of everything. That's nice. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Fenella. It's been great having you on the show.
No worries. Enjoy it. Come along.